Can you coach aggression, or do you just have to either have it or not?
I feel like you can coach aggression, you know, especially if you see somebody with the potential, and you know, you just bring everything, every talent, every bit of aggression out of them. I think you can. You know, it's all a mindset. You know, it's creating. You know, what state of mind are you in? And that's what Greg is trying to do with each individual and as a defensive unit.
What does it mean to have Desmond Bryant back?
Man, it means a lot. He's one of our team leaders. You know, just to see him running around out there making plays and just seeing the type of talent that he has throughout the years of playing with the Browns, you know, he's definitely a key player for us. So it feels good to see one of your guys come back and, you know, have a good time right now.
You said sitting out last year is giving him a greater appreciation of, you know, next snap could be your last. And
right.
How quickly could go away. Do you see that in him, that he's really embracing this?
Yeah, he's embracing it. You know, he's extremely humble. I can only imagine sitting out a year of playing football, especially when it's something that you love to do. But I see him out here, man. He's working hard, man, whether it's in the classroom, in the weight room, you know, just being that leader. You know, he's not going to say too much. He's not really a vocal guy like that. But his play speaks for itself. So he's out here having fun. And, you know, I'm extremely happy that he's back out here making plays.
Does Hugh seem different this year at all?
Man, he was the same. He's the same guy. He's the same guy last year, same guy when I met him. So, you know, he's always full of energy, just, you know, trying to lift us up in any way that he can. So that's just Hugh all the way.
What are the biggest adjustments for you going from the position you played in the old scheme to this one?
I mean, well, obviously, you know, just going from a 3-4 to a 4-3 is, you know, is different in scheme and what we do. But, you know, I'm asked to do the same thing, just go out there and try to make as many plays as possible. Just, you know, playing alongside of Tank Carter and Jamie Collins, you know, we're forming that great chemistry together as we learn this new defense. And, you know, for me, I'm just being at the right place at the right time, trying to be a vocal leader, trying to be a guy that, you know, lead by example. So I wouldn't say my role really has changed as far as playing linebacker and, you know, trying to be the vocal leader. But obviously the play is a little different. You know, it's a different scheme, so I'm still adjusting to that.
We've seen Tank for so many years be that special teams
guy,
the special teams captain. How do you feel about him stepping into this big role as a Mike linebacker?
I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see Tank, you know, finally get that opportunity to go out there and you know, be that linebacker that I know he can be. He's a great special teams player for us. You know, his track history of being, you know, a special teams guy. He's been out there making plays on that level. But, you know, just to give him a chance to go out there and, you know, play linebacker, which, you know, we all know Tank Carter, when he was in college, you know, he was in the Rose Bowl, MVP, things like that. So he has all the talent in the world to go out there and make plays. So I'm extremely happy for him to get that chance to, you know, show guys what he can do. You know, I have, you know, full belief in Tank that he's going to get the job done.
Is that odd? Do you think it's taken this long? I mean, considering what, you know, Rose Bowl MVP and all that, it just kind of
– I don't think it's odd. You know, you just got to understand that it's the NFL, so, like, situations are different, you know. Whether it's guys that played in front of him or, you know guys that was brought in, you know. He had a lot of great talent in front of him. Like Carlos Dansby, you know, Craig Robinson guys, DeQuell Jackson's when he was here. So he always had, like, you know, a dominant linebacker in front of him. So he may not have the opportunity to really go out there and play. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens on time. And, you know, it's his time to shine. It's time to, you know, showcase what he can do.
Schobert's been working behind him. How much more comfortable is he working that spot now that after what he did last
year? Schobert, man, I call him Showtime because he's always out there, you know, making plays, man. I have extreme confidence in Schobert. You know, just looking at him on the practice field and the little things that he did in his rookie year and the flashes that he showed, you know, he's going to be a great player for us. And, you know, playing behind Tank, he's getting to learn from a veteran, a guy that's been here for 6 years, you know, a guy that's been, you know, with the coaching changes, you know, with all this stuff, wins, losses, and things like that, he has a great vet to learn from. And, you know, he's keeping quiet, man, staying in the classroom, stay learning. You know, he's a very intelligent guy. You know, the only thing that's kind of bad about Schobert, they went to Wisconsin, and I don't really like that school in the Big Ten. But, you know, Schobert's a good dude. You know, he's out here, he's working hard, and, you know, I'm excited to see how he did in season two.
Christian, are you in pads
today? Yes.
So how much of a difference is it to practice off of a good practice? I'm assuming, is Coach Williams happy after the last
pad
of practice?
I think our last pad of practice went well. You know, guys are flying around having a good time. So we just got to see if we can stack back-to-back days and, you know, just continue to improve and get better.
Are you very conscious of who the quarterback is that you're facing?
No, in my mind, you know, I try to, you know, put a quarterback that we're going to face in front of me, you know, and kind of like visualize that, you know, what kind of throw this quarterback make, or, you know. So every time I practice, I assume I'm going against the best quarterback in the league just so I can, you know, mentally prepare myself.
So what's the difference? Like, does one have more zip? Does one, you have to be more aware, might get out of the pocket?
Everybody is different. You know, one quarterback may have a deep ball, and you know he has a deep ball. One quarterback.
What about yours? You're at three. How do you assess your team?
You got guys like Kaiser. You know, he's a young guy, so he's going to make, you know, a few things that, you know, Brock may not make, you know, and you just got to adjust to that, but. It's nothing, you know, too drastically crazy. I mean, you got, you know, Cody, you know, he may not, you know, have a better deep ball than Kai. You know, just little things like that. But I'm not going to speak on, you know, the difference of what they can do. So I'm just going to keep that in house.
Have you seen any wow moments from Myles Garrett?
Oh, yeah. You know, the way he get off the ball, you know, it's crazy. You know, he has a fast first step. You know, so I'm excited to see what he's going to do for us. But, you know, every time, you know, we lined up in the team period, you know, he's extremely explosive. So that's pretty much, you know, everything I see in him is definitely something that's good.
He thought he had three sacks on that 2-minute drill period. Did you agree with him?
Yeah, I agree. You know, he had a lot of great players for us that last period. And, you know, he's a special player.
What have you seen from Jabril?
You know, he's a guy that, you know, he's not going to, you know, come out here and say too much. You know, he's been, you know, at the right place at the right time. He's working hard. You know, he's been the guy he's sitting back. You know, he's watching the veterans in front of him. You know, he's listening to guys that's in his meeting room. And, you know, he's doing well. He's working hard, and, you know, he's improving each day.
How has Myles been, maybe, you know, picking your brains or trying to find out what's made him successful?
As far as, like, at a position or,
yeah,
you know, just
– just in general, has he kind of been spending time with you to learn just what it takes to be a pro or anything like
you know,
that?
He has great veterans in the room, in his room, in his D-line room. You know, he has Dez Bryant to look at. You know, he has Cam Johnson. So he has a lot of guys within his room to talk specifically about being a D-liner. But, you know, I have conversations with Myles, you know, just on a personal level, you know, just get to know him as a person. And, you know, he's definitely all ears, you know. He doesn't have that first-round arrogance, you know, just, oh, I have arrived. You know, he's steady trying to, you know, get better and eager to learn.
What is he like as a person? I mean, we've kind of gotten some glimpses here and there.
Yeah,
but
I think he owes soul, you know, from listening to the type of music that he listened to, you know, he got a lot of old-school vibes to him. He's not a person in many words. You're not gonna hear him all in the locker room or anything like that. But you know, he's a cool dude. You know, you have a little jokes here and there. He stood up in the team meeting room. You know, he had a little sing along and everybody was singing and stuff. So he has a good character. You know, he's a great guy.
Have you ever had a teammate that listened to Dean Martin?
No.
Now, are you listening to Dean Martin?
No.
Chris, how do you? And to what you did last year, it's such a good year last year. How do you improve on that?
I mean, you know, last year's last year. You know, I just low key put it behind me. You know, just keep improving on the things that, you know, I can improve on, as far as like being a vocal leader, being a guy that, you know, going out there and, you know, get more turnovers. You know, I didn't have any turnovers last year, so that's something I want to improve on. But as far as, you know, just sharpening up, you know, the things that you are good at. So, I mean, you know, that can always be tackling. You know, you always get better at tackling. You know, I know a lot of people praise me, like, you know, being number three in the league in tackles, but it was some tackles that I left out there. So just always can improve on that. And just being a student of the game, you know, just knowing things are going to happen before they happen, you know, picking up guys' tendencies and things like that. So I can say I can always improve in the film room.
You did put that out on Twitter at one time.
Yeah.
Number three. What provoked that?
I mean, sometimes you just got to, you know, let your stats speak for itself and, you know, just put it out there. You know, you always want to, you know, let yourself be heard and let yourself be seen. So that was just something that I just wanted to put out there.
It wasn't like...
No, it wasn't
like NFL,
you know,
top 100 or
no,
some
no,
guys.
No. It wasn't going towards nobody. You know, you just...
Okay.
I'm just going to put that out there.